The following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One. Don't forget to download our new Podcast One app.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called Needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, Lord Jesus, help us. Welcome to a new episode of Make Spidey Famous Again. And it's just me today, but with one of my best friends and one of the most famous superstars I've ever met.
Oh.
Natalie Nunn.
Yay! Cheers.
It's the first time we are popping bottles on Make Spidey Famous Again, which is only appropriate with one of my besties.
Oh, my goodness. Really? The first time?
Yeah, I know.
And you bringing like the bossiest. Yeah, the bossiest champagne. Yes. I love it.
So cheers.
Cheers.
I feel like you're always in town, but I never get to see you because you are so busy.
No,
I'm like,
you.
I'm like,
hold
Natalie
on.
Was here again, and you know, she didn't even call.
But here's the thing. Kidding? Every time I come into town, the first person I text is you, because I am, like, literally living through your social media, and I'm like, I don't want to live through that anymore. I want to see her face.
Totally.
And then I'm like, oh, God, I get it, though. The new mom life is no joke.
No, I know. But, no, really, you are so busy every time you come. I feel like you fly. I feel like you fly.
Because I don't want to be away too long from a journey. So what I do is I have, like, 100 things in one day when I land. And then I get on the last flight out to go back to San Francisco. But this time I brought Journey, I brought husband, I brought mom, and I'm like, ha ha, I get to like do a million things, and I have like 5 days here.
I'm so excited. In your house? Oh my gosh.
I know.
Make sure you guys follow Natalie's social media. I'm sure you already do.
Well, I'm trying to get those big paintings like you and Spencer have of yourselves. Is that like super? Do people think you guys are like totally narcissists with those pictures of yourself? They're hot. I love them.
Oh yeah, people totally do. They definitely
Where
do.
Where did you
Is
get it from?
Okay? Those paintings are actually worth a lot of money.
They look like they're worth a lot of money, and I want one.
Martin Scholler, who is the new Andy Warhol of our time, what they say, shot them for us. And we had to like pay to get them shot because they used to be in Cut in that restaurant.
Oh, that restaurant.
So it
That's
was us.
I've seen those before.
It was us, Tom Cruise.
Oh,
then they
so
moved
cool.
in Obama. Brad Pitt. That was basically it. And then they're like, okay, well, we're taking all of them down because it's become way too political. And we're like, oh, well, we already bought them. Let's just put them up. So, But you should put them up.
So every time I'm like watching your guys' Instagram and Snapchat, I'm like, okay, do I think that that's like a narcissist thing to have a big picture of yourself in the house? Because I want one.
Yeah, totally. I'm like, I don't really care if it is or not. First off, I look good. That was before a baby. All those wrinkles are not there. Those black circles are not there. That
I'm
is one of the best
you,
things I've looked
at. Those are so hot.
I see my face every day. I'm like, there's 22-year-old Heidi. Wow. What a difference. It's frozen in time. I'm like, that is pretty.
And Spencer, too, you guys are just there like, we run the world. It's so hot.
That was such
that's
a different
my
time.
But no, it's I like literally really, really wanted to catch up with you. All these times I come.
Me too.
The last time we saw each other, we went to brunch. We went to lunch somewhere in Hollywood. Where were we? At that restaurant. Oh, Chateau Marmont.
Yeah, that's right. And I
and
was
you were pregnant.
Pregnant. I know.
And no one had seen your belly or a picture really of you yet. And I like was rubbing your belly on a boomerang and I posted and everyone went crazy.
Yeah, I had that's like my biggest boomerang. It's over a million.
Yeah.
Like,
because
all
people
right.
were like,
Natalie, do more boomerangs. Get over here, Natalie. Come do some more boomerangs.
Oh, I'm so proud of you and Spencer.
Thank you.
I mean,
Thank
like, you. I get it because I feel like it's no joke to be a Hollywood couple as it is and be married in Hollywood, and then to add an addition to the family, this is no joke. This is so much work on top of work on top of work, and to still be a good mom and to still be a good dad and then have podcasts that are like amazing and working. You guys just filmed. I'm like, God, it's a lot.
And I'm not sleeping still. Jeez. So I moved Gunner into his bed,
yes,
right?
Cheers, I called him Natalie. To Gunner. Cheers.
This is the genius guru who thought of the toddler bed. I'm like, okay, genius, what are you doing? But he started sleeping 8 to 10 hours, yes. And then he got sick, and he's up every hour again.
Yeah, he's just sick.
But he's not sick anymore.
He'll get used to it again. He'll be fine.
I'm Journey, like, did I ruin
Journey
it?
Now, no, you didn't ruin it. Journey now, like, she sleeps in her bed, and then all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, I look over, and me and Jacob don't even know how or when she crawled into the bed with us. So,
that makes much better.
That's coming next.
No, he does that.
Oh, he already gets out.
We have
out
little
and walks
stairs. He has these little stairs, so he crawls out of his bed. I make him get out of his bed every time by himself because
he needs to know.
He crawls up his little stairs. It's like an obstacle course because our rooms are connected, but there's a little stair and door. Uh-huh. So he crawls up them and then sprints into the room and you hear.
Yeah, so weird.
I'm like, wait, who let the baby loose?
Yeah, that's what she was doing with us. But then as he gets a little bit older, because Journey's is a little older than Gunner,
yeah.
All of a sudden at nap time, I'll be like downstairs in my office and I'll like spin my chair around and I'm like, bro, what are you doing downstairs?
No.
How did you get from one side of the house all the way to the other side and downstairs? And like, and then she's just like walking through the house, hanging out now. I'm like, okay, we have like a teenager.
Yeah, totally. She is a boss.
She just walks around. If she could open the fridge, she could be, it's like stainless steel and big. But she would open the doors and get food and make herself lunch if she could.
She's amazing. I also copied you with the My Gym. You do gymnastics. Mm-hmm. We just had our first gymnastics. I'm like, all right, what else is Natalie doing? I tell everyone, you
swimming,
have the best
swimming,
story.
Swimming.
We're looking into it now.
Swimming. We started Journey at 6 months.
I know.
So now she's like, goes underwater. She has flippers on. The only thing she can't do, which for her to get her blue ribbon, she has to pull herself completely out of the water. She can almost pull herself out, but she'll hold on to the railing, which they're like, that's huge, like at her age. But she can't pull herself up out of the pool. Yeah, I'm like, well, that's kind of hard. My fat ass can't even pull myself out of the water. Like, that's in order for her to get her little blue ribbon to go to the next stage. But that's not until like 3, usually, they said.
Wow. Well, she's going to be a pro athlete. So if you guys don't know, Natalie got a soccer scholarship to USC. She's not only a brilliant genius, she's a superstar athlete, and so is Jacob, and he's a superstar football player.
Yep.
So I'm just wondering, is Journey going to be an Olympic swimmer?
Tennis.
Okay, watch out, Serena Venus.
Serena's daughter. Which is Serena's daughter. And you know what's so funny? Serena likes and comments underneath our pictures of Journey all the time.
You're like,
because her and Olympia are like a couple months apart.
Oh.
So I think while Serena was pregnant and I was doing a lot of mommy blogging about being pregnant, she was like, she started following me. She was like commenting in my pictures. And so now that our kids are here, I tagged her once and was like, be careful, Olympia Journey's no joke.
She isn't.
She's no joke.
I see her. She's a beast.
She is
amazing.
But the mommy world is like crazy. It brings so many people together that people are following me and liking my comments and saying stuff that I would have never really cross paths with. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Well, you have one of the best stories. I always tell Spencer because he watches it too, but we talk about it. I'm like, have you seen the update? Because you have this amazing mom world and you do like so many great things that I'm like, oh, I need to think of this and that. And you're so attentive. And then you're so good at working out. And then you're so good at your lash line and beauty and
so
those
cute
products.
Thanks.
And then you go to the club and you get a turn up. So I'm like, she has everything.
It was so bad the other night. I flew to Atlanta for Super Bowl and I was like, oh, I can do this. I can hang tonight. And I had literally just got back from Thailand shooting the commercial for the lash line.
Where you lost your luggage.
Yeah. American Airlines was like, what? Oh my God, get the luggage there now. They were going to fly a plane to me to bring my luggage. They were so scared.
I believe that.
And so I'm in Atlanta. I'm like, I'm hanging. Like Shaquille O'Neal's right next to me and like all these celebrities and athletes. And I'm like, woo, I'm popping bottles at my own table. Okay, I was so drunk after like only 2 drinks because I'm a mom now. I'm like dieting and I'm like barely eating. I'm on this juicing cleanse and I'm thinking I could hang. I'm 21-year-old Natalie's in the building, baby. I threw up all the way to the Ritz-Carlton from the club.
No.
Every light we hit, I was like, open the door!
How much did you drink?
Not even that much. But honestly, I don't know. I just... It's just mom life. I blame everything on mom life. I'm like, I used to be able to f***ing take those drinks down like it was nothing. My head hurt for like 2 days. Like after that, I had to get on a flight the next morning and I was still like when we went to take off, I was like, oh God, I might have to get up while we're in the air.
Where's that throw bag?
Where's the throw bag?
It's do like, they not have the throw bag?
It's so bad. Like I feel like I didn't even drink that much. So it's like you have to try really hard now to juggle all these things. When before, when I was 21, in my 20s, just got on the scene in LA, it was like, got this. Everything was just simple. But now I'm like, okay, if I get really drunk right now, I have to be up at 7 a.m. either way because Journey's not drunk right now.
Right.
She's not going to be.
Journey's waking up. She's going to be waking coming. She's coming. No matter what, Journey is coming and I have to be there.
And I have to fight it. Yeah. I have to do this. So it's like, it's hard.
What about Jacob?
So, well, Jacob's super dad, unfortunately. It's like he is super dad. And why I say unfortunately is because he like outdoes me. Secretly, I'm like, oh, really? But then last night we went to the OK Magazine party for the pre-Grammys and he had one drink. In the middle of the night, he's like, I need some Advil or some Tylenol. My head is pounding.
You're kidding.
I was like, dude, you see? I was like, you know, and I'm the one out on the road having to like rub shoulders with everyone and still mingle and be out. Like, you know, and he had one drink. He had like a sunrise or a beautiful. But he was like, make it a double. I was like, oh, yeah, make it a double.
Let's triple that.
And he was so drunk.
I thought that you guys drink at home, though. I thought Jacob drinks.
He drinks, but then, like, summer's coming. And so right now we're on this, like, that's when we get, like, the super healthy diet life.
Yeah.
And then, like, we're juicing and we're cleansing and we're cleaning our systems out. And then summer comes and we go crazy and we have fun and we party. Barbecues and all the fun stuff. But right now he's, like, in the gym every day.
Are you guys doing no pain, no gain?
Yes. Like, we're on the 90-day challenge, our challenge right now. And I've been in the gym every day. So then when I have a few drinks, I'm like, whoa. You know, like I come in with my juices. And I'm
yeah,
like,
I have juice for you. Yes. I have mommy juice. I have special mommy juice.
But you
juice.
Know what? It's important Cheers. When I do see my girlfriends to have this time because they're so, I mean, be honest, there's not that many girls in Hollywood that are in the same like boat as us. Like,
yeah.
It's either you have the family and you have the husband or you're that single wild girl still dancing on tabletops. And so I've been trying to juggle that. Like, a lot of my girlfriends are either moms or they're like super still partying and living it up. So it's like hard. And so when I get together with everybody, I just want to like enjoy whatever the moment's going to be because I'm at home all day.
Like, yeah, I feel like
I'm
you
at
turn
home
up.
Wiping ass and clean.
I feel like you turn up a lot. I feel
try.
Like you show those girls, those single girls. I'm like, oh
my God.
You don't even know. Play with Natalie. Well, watch out, Mona. Watch out. Give me my 500,000.
Oh my God, I got so mad about that the other day. Like, it's just
so
like,
Natalie should be on every reality show that's on TV. But one in particular, she should be on Love and Hip Hop Hollywood.
They keep calling about it.
I know. So
well,
would you do
it?
A
lot of my girlfriends are on it. So Lyrica Anderson is on it.
Well,
Princess, Ray J's wife. And then there's girls that I really don't like that are on it. So
and they should watch out for
they
you.
They should watch out.
And they should hope you don't come on.
They should hope I don't come on. And that's the thing. And so I keep finding myself in this like tug of war battle where it's like, okay, go back on and live it up and be that crazy bitch that I really truly am inside. Or just chill out. Like, I don't really have to do that anymore. Like, you know, just be the boss bitch that I am and like be the mom bitch that I am and be like, you know, it's like a tug of war thing. And the cameras on us, like, it's like, you know, that's a whole different story all the time. Like, let's be honest.
I feel you. All right, Natalie. But the real question is, I know you're in LA. You need to do the most ultimate glam thing and get Little Caesar's pizza for dinner. Journey will love it. Gunnar loves it, obviously. So to anyone who's ever asked Little Caesars to bring it back, here you go. Pretzels back. The pretzels pizza for only $6. Natalie, I know you love saving money too, so this is great for you. It's a large, buttery flavored, soft pizza crust with cheddar cheese sauce, mozzarella, and mustard cheese, and pepperoni. Yes. And for the last 4 years, you couldn't go on social media without somebody asking Little Caesars, even demanding them to bring it back. And here we go. Who are they to argue? It's really, really what you want. And you should really, really have it. Natalie knows what she wants. She gets what she wants. So obviously she wants Little Caesars. If you've never had a pretzel crust pizza before, come and see what all the hubbub is about. It's my favorite. I love pretzels. I love pizza. This is like the best invention God's ever made. So it's right out of the oven. Get it anytime. You know what you want, and it's only $6. That's like a steal. Little Caesars, available at participating locations, plus tax wherever applicable. You can also order pretzel crust on their app and skip the regular register with Pizza Portal pickup.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug, but I ended up connecting to the world around me, a world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
If you're navigating through Hollywood, let Todd Garner be your guide.
Everybody should get a Todd Garner.
The Producer's Guide with Todd Garner. Recent guests include Kevin James.
You were born in Long Island.
And is it really an island?
It's three sides, I think.
Isn't that a peninsula?
Kind of is, like Florida.
I don't even know if it's an island.
Ed Helms.
You also love acapella.
I want to be clear, I am acapella neutral.
And Avengers director Joe Russo.
There's a direct connection between Arrested and Community and what we did in Infinity War.
Don't miss The Producer's Guide with Todd Garner on Podcast One.
Alexa isn't the only one with breaking news. Make sure to hang around at the end of this podcast for the latest breaking headlines on the AP News Minute.
I feel like the true you is...
a little bit of everything.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because I think that really the essence of you is like the sweetest, nicest. And I think where like the not craziness, but the passion comes from is when you stick up for people or you stick up for yourself. Yeah. Like it's never just outlash or if people are disrespecting you.
Well,
like,
that's what happened recently. You know. And so that's what's kind of been going on. Like, you know, I'll go out of my way to do so much for so many girls and I'm helping them. Like if they ask me anything, like, oh, who did your packaging for your boxes? I'm like, oh yeah, contact them. They'll do everything. They'll like give you like a whole mock-up. And you know, I am not one of those girls that if you came to me, I'm not going to tell you my vendors. I'm not going to tell you where my stuff's coming from. I'm like open about it. I'm like totally like rooting for all girls to be successful.
Yeah.
Then I get these girls that are fucking backstabbers and they'll just go behind your back and do some shady shit. And I'm like, girl, I am not the one. Like, I will come for you. Like, if I feel like you're just not going to be loyal and I'm being super loyal to you, I have a problem with that. So then I was like, Mona.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go.
Right.
I'm ready to go on the show now because if I'm going to fucking snap, I'm not going to snap on social media and not get paid for it.
Absolutely.
If I'm going to snap, bring the fucking cameras in.
Yeah.
Cut the check.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's such a different show. Like that show, I feel like everything goes. So you would really have to be ready to go full
I just
throttle.
Feel like, you know, I've been so close to like Lyrica and all of these girls that are on the show and I don't ever really feel like anyone's ever really happy with it. Where there's been shows where I go on and I'm like, oh, I didn't like the way that looked either. And I didn't like the way that was edited. It made me look like this. But there's been shows that I've been like, oh, yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Right.
Like Celebrity Big Brother London. I was like, well, got voted off. Bye.
By the way, that was – we just rewatched some highlights of that the other day. That was the best show ever with you on it. You were so – threatening to the house that they had to get you out right away. And it's crazy with the audience because you never know if it's one vote, you know,
yeah,
you never know if it's like, or if people just weren't home that day, or it's just such a random thing. But
I know
you definitely.
Well, no. So afterwards in London, I was like, how did I get voted off first? But now I can't even walk the streets. And every single, I went to Thailand and I'm on the beach with Chloe from the show. And people were running onto our resort that were like vacationing from London there. And they're like, Natalie, Chloe, you were aboard. Natalie. I was like, don't do Chloe like that.
Well, really, they love the baddies.
They love the
baddies. And that's why I thought you would do so well in it. But really, it's not about like who wins the show. Yeah, it's about who gets the most fame off of it, which is you. And then I think it's better. And like I told you, if you get voted off first, you really win because then you get to max out London. Yep. You get the press while they're there.
Oh, it was
you
crazy.
Get paid the same, you by the way. The and then you get to talk to Journey and you get to like have
that
your...
was hard too.
Right. Oh,
so
my
there
gosh.
Was a little bit of that going on while I was in the house. And that's where I feel like this whole Hollywood moms thing is a big thing because it's like I'm away in London for 5 weeks and I was like, oh my God, what am I gonna do here? Like, I'm like, you know, I'm away from my child. What mom is gone in a house, locked away with no cell phone, can't talk to her family for 5 weeks? Some everyday mothers who are not in Hollywood don't even want to go to work for 8 hours and drop their kid off at daycare. And not be able to contact the daycare all throughout the day to check on their kid. I had no phone and I was literally locked in there. I signed up for 5 weeks, so I was willing to do 5 weeks. I got voted off after 12 days. 12 f***ing days with no phone, no communication. She could have tumbled down the stairs. She was walking at that point. I'm like, she's literally one and a half. And I was like sitting in there and I was like, okay. And I'm like looking at the walls, feeling like I'm in jail. And I'm like,
so
I don't deserve this. What did
it's
I do?
So hard. I know.
It
that's
so
why
hard.
I was hoping you got voted out earlier because
I knew you were. Yeah.
I was like, you know what?
It's gonna be.
I can't imagine how hard it was. Hard being in there with Spencer without a kid. I can't imagine being in there. Yeah, as a mom, and
they just kept promising me, if anything's going on in the outside world. That's, you know, really bad. We will contact you and pull you out. I'm like, No, you won't.
No, you won't. You will let me die in here. If I have a broken leg, I will die in here.
But that show was, I mean, they're still talking about it. Like, it's insane over there about that show. We really should go over to London. We should bring the podcast to London. And we should have all of the, former housemates come on the podcast. And it would be so
fun. That would be so funny. I don't know about any of your housemates. Maybe just the ones we had.
Who
did Kirstie, you like?
Okay, wait. So, have you met Kirstie?
No, I forgot she was in your house. What was up with that?
Oh my God. I just immediately we clashed. I'm like, we're the only f***ing Americans in here. We need to be friends.
Right. You need to unite. She's like, oh no, I'm not the American. No, I'm British.
I'm British.
The role I'm playing in here is British. It's like, no, you're still American, Allie.
No, she was cool. She was cool. And with all due respect, I mean, rightfully so. She is a legend. She's worked her butt off in Hollywood and done a lot of huge
I love
movies.
Look Who's Talking.
Yes, me too. I told her straight up. I was like,
Look Who's Talking. Is your
claim to fame. Exactly. Yeah. And so I loved her, and I just didn't love her.
Let me top you off here now.
Her lifestyle.
Your champagne's looking a little low.
Yeah. I just didn't love her lifestyle, which was like the Scientology thing and the whole like huge diehard Trump supporter. And we all can get into politics for days, and I'm not the biggest political person. But I was like asking her about certain little things, and she was like, oh, I'm for it. And I'm like, okay, bitch, let's go have a drink and sit down and talk about this.
Well, the thing that's hard too.
It's okay. It was fine. We went out to dinner when the show was over.
Good for you.
Uh-huh. I went to Mr. Chow's and I put the f***ing bill on Kirstie.
Good for you.
And so she was like, I said, okay, girl, can I have another drink then too?
That's amazing.
No, but she was a sweetheart, and I have the utmost respect for her, honestly, because she has gone through a lot in Hollywood with her weight loss, up and down, her weight gain. I was just hearing her talk about that, and that's a huge thing in Hollywood, keeping the weight off. She's a bigger woman, and then she'd get small and then get big again, and for all these different roles she was playing, and I was like, girl, like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, and then just continue to be a great actress. So that's what I respect her for. Not her everyday.
Yeah, not her CBV best bits. I can't believe that show's over. It's crazy.
I know, but what about the one here? I'm sure you guys are getting mentions. I'll bring Heidi and Spencer in there.
Yeah, but I don't think I could do it. I don't think I could leave.
No,
Gunner.
You could. Okay, well, first of all, hold on. You and Spencer could do it and f***ing smash it.
I don't know. It
yes,
seems,
you can. Yes, you can.
It seems worse than the UK one.
You guys are f***ing amazing. Period. End of story. Heidi, if I am who I am in the reality TV world, you and Spencer are like on a whole nother level.
I don't think so.
Yes. I have watched clips of you guys go for so long with that, the, oh my God, the one where Spencer just kept opening and closing the door in London. Yeah. I cry still to this day about it.
It's so funny.
One of my favorites.
I was like, okay, just do halfway.
If it's not Stevie J as one of my top faves, it's Heidi and Spencer. It has to be like, it's like you guys feed off of each other in there.
Yeah.
You were like, Spencer, just stop. And then he was like, no. Like, right. Kept, oh my God, it was so funny.
You gotta do the good cop, bad cop. We can't both, we've learned, we can't both be bad cop. So when also, when I need to be bad cop than he does. I felt like at what did we do? Marriage Boot Camp.
Yes.
I was more a bad cop and he was more a good cop, you know, and then mother daughter. By the way, thank you so much for not beating me up on mother daughter when I got in your face. That I think about that all the time. I'm like, okay, that was suicidal.
I just came in and was like, oh, and then the producers were like, we didn't even know that they had problems.
I know. And I was like, you know what? First off, that was so out of line for me to get that upset about like a previous show.
A previous show.
And then to yell at you like that when like I love you so much.
Oh my God.
We are like so far past that. But I still am like, gosh, that was so lame that I.
No,
like,
but it was.
It was great entertainment.
They're like, oh, they're really mad, man.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, I know Natalie, you know, will know how to play this. But still, I was like,
no, well, I think we all really know. Not our roles, because I feel like people really feel like reality TV is all fake.
Yeah.
Like they think it's just so fake. And I'm like, it's not really fake.
Yeah, most of it's not. We just did the New Hills, right?
How did that go?
So
you haven't even told me anything
I
about
know.
That.
It's a lot.
Okay.
Because I'm different.
Okay.
Right? And then I haven't like been with these people for so long.
Okay.
So.
But you've always respected all of them.
Right. And I like them all.
You've told me that since day one.
Yeah. So I'm not like fighting with everybody.
Okay.
Right? And then it's challenging because.
That's what they wanted.
I hadn't left Gunner.
Oh, yeah.
So that was the first time I ever left Gunner. And I have like emotional breakdowns and I start crying. And I got the hot nanny. I know. Everyone says don't get the hot nanny. But
I saw you posted her the other day. And I showed Jacob. And he was like, oh, really? Like, I got the big fat nanny.
Well, we're going to upgrade you if you're in the new show.
Period. Like, a big.
Yeah.
Bigger than our house. And Jacob's like, oh, really? I'm like, yep, we're hiring her.
Yeah.
Wait, so you got the hot nanny.
So I got the hot nanny. First off, I wasn't going to hire anyone. Mm-hmm. Right. And so I'd really been praying about it. And I'm like, all right, I need like a miracle. Mary Poppins needs to come in, right? She needs to fly in with her umbrella.
Fly with her umbrella.
I need like the best of the best.
Right, okay.
And then our dog sitter, who is also a babysitter, who we've known for years and a friend.
Yeah.
And she's like, actually, I know this nanny who's moving from Vegas and she's been with a family for years. They don't want to give her up, but her boyfriend lives here. And so she's looking to move.
Okay.
And so I hired her and she just has like the best demeanor and has like the best resume and has been doing this for years, even though she's younger. And I'm like, it is nice to have someone younger who has like the energy and the extra patience. And who listens. You know, she's not like, I know what to do. She's like, I fully respect what you do. She's so detail oriented.
You tell her exactly what to do. She does it.
Yeah, like above and beyond. Yep. You never have to tell her anything twice.
Yeah.
She's actually become more like a sister and like a good
Journey
friend.
Just ran our nannies out. So Gunner likes her?
Gunner loves her.
Okay, so the nanny I had hired, she was the big lady. Journey was like,
see, you need the hot nanny. Journey's so, like her. Journey's so, like, mama.
So she was gone. I was like, I had no. She was like, really? I don't really. Like, she really wanted to stay with us. And like, you know, like continue to.
How
nanny
did Journey run her out?
She's like, every time the girl even rang the doorbell, I wouldn't even open the door and Journey would start running and crying from her.
Really?
I was like, you don't like her? Like, what is going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
The
That's
camera's
weird.
All over. So she was good with Journey.
Okay.
Journey just was over her.
Okay.
So bye, you're done.
Yeah.
Got rid of her.
Yeah.
Now we have like a couple. We have Journey swim coach who Journey owned, like her private swim teacher at swim school. Journey loves her.
So you do private lessons? You don't do group?
She does group and private.
Oh, I was like, it looks
two
like
days
she's
a week.
Okay.
So she's in a group on Sundays and on Thursdays private with the girl that we hired.
Okay.
So like the days that girl's not there, she's with us.
Okay.
And which gives me and Jacob like a date night. We'll go see a movie, Aquaman.
Right. Right.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, the only issue that we've really, if I can do anything different, and I've never said this publicly. I only say this to Jacob and my mom. And I should have listened to my mom. Oh, God, I hate saying that. But we should have allowed Journey to self-soothe herself to sleep.
You would have done that.
I would have done that. At the time, when she would cry because I was nursing for so long, I would have, like, my boobs would, like, leak.
Yeah.
Which was weird. I guess it's not weird, but that's what would happen. So I'm like, stop her crying. It's like my body emotionally and physically couldn't handle it.
Right.
But then now she's older and like we have to fucking rock her ass to bed. She's
really? You're rocking her? I'm wondering how are you doing this?
Rock
what do you
her
do?
A little bit and then we'll lay her in the bed with, like in her bed. That's why we got a big one.
Yes.
So we can fucking get in the bed with her.
Yes.
And then we have to pretend to go to sleep with her now.
Yeah, like, that's what I do.
Nine,
uh-huh. And like, do you read?
We read a book and she'll lay there and then eventually she'll fall asleep.
Yeah.
I have friends that have kids the same age as Journey.
Don't tell me.
They just put them in the crib 5 minutes after they're done.
But do they cry?
For a few minutes.
But they do cry every time they go to sleep?
Not every time. Sometimes. Like I have a lot of cute girlfriends in our town we live in. And I'm like, so he's just going to go to sleep right now? She's like, 5, 4, 3, and crying stops. He's asleep. I'm like,
I don't know.
Can't. Right.
I can't. I can't. I still can't. Okay. Last night,
as soon as she cries, I'm like, what's going on?
I'm like, Cesar.
Yeah.
Cesar.
What did you do to my baby? I'm upstairs. I know she's crying. There's a difference in that cry.
That's not what she would do when I'm there.
Yes, I know.
No, I can't.
I can't.
I can't. You know. I wish to. If in my imaginary world, yes, that sounds amazing. I would just be like,
put her in the crib. Close the crib.
I want to get a night nurse while I'm at it. Okay.
I have a friend not one. A lot of girlfriends. So I'm like, if I could do what, and they were like, yeah, but that's, we started doing that at 8, 9 months. I'm like, she's almost 2 in April. I'm like, we f***ed that up.
Well, I'm like on the verge of death over here. Spencer's always like, I'm just waiting you to drop. Are you okay? Like,
you're not. You're too strong.
No.
You're way too strong. You guys have been such go-getters. Like, it is a bump in the road and it's going to get a little bit better.
Well, here's how crazy I am.
But I know,
I'm like, should I try to just have another one now?
Oh, you lost your f***ing mind.
That's what I mean. I'm like, all right,
Are
I'm in it.
Are you serious?
I'm like, I'm in it, and
you
I'm not sleeping.
You did tell me that from the beginning, though. You were like, you told me from the beginning, I just want to have a few. And
yeah,
just be done and done and done.
So I'm like, why not just knock it out?
You want an only child?
No. Do you?
You guys go to, like... back home, you fly. What are you going to do when there's two?
We're going to get rich and we're going to have a jet. We're going to have a jet. And they're going to be on the jet. And then we'll take them on the yacht.
That's true.
Two nannies. We're going to have two nannies. We're going to get rich.
True.
There's one way.
That's one way.
We're either moving to Colorado or we're getting rich. Yeah. So there's...
It's true.
Yeah, and we're going to be in first class.
So my girlfriend, Malika, has two under two. And so we always go over, and that's the little boy. He goes in the bed, lays down, and she said it's gotten easier now because he realizes your sister's here. She's younger. So now he's a little more independent.
That's what I heard.
Over there doing his own little thing. And I'm like, really? Because I went over there the other day, and I'm like, so he's just going to sit there with the iPad and chill while we're while you're feeding the other baby? I was like in shock.
Well, that's what I heard. I heard that it helps the other one
kind of get
to move. Yeah, to kind of move on and move forward. And it's like, I think that's so good.
I won't even give Journey's clothes away. I have girlfriends that are like, okay, we want to go in Journey's bins. I'm like, bitch, no.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not ready for her to go anywhere.
We have Gucci. That Gucci is not going anywhere. Like, that's for the next child, boy or girl.
That's for the next boy or girl.
You like blue, little girl. Lots of blue. You like skulls.
I can't move her on. Like, I am attached to Journey.
Yeah.
But I've always been a one type of woman. I know on Bad Girls Club, they always used to say, Natalie's a slut. She's sleeping with this rapper and that.
When?
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
But I mean, like,
but
what they
no,
see.
But that's
I never
a lie.
Saw that.
That's a lie. Because I was always a one person kind of girl.
Yeah.
So when the blogs back in the day used to be like, she's sleeping with Wiz Khalifa. She's sleeping with Chris Brown. She's sleeping with all of these athletes and da da da. I'm like, I was sleeping with him a week ago and I cut him off. We officially broke up and I moved on to the next one. Don't ever say I'm a two-timing bitch.
Yeah. Just because it was a day in between does not mean it was two different. That was two breakups. We broke up.
No,
that's called being a player.
That's true. I've always been a one. So I've always had one dog. But you, on the other hand, have always been like, God, Heidi, how do you have four?
Yeah.
So
true.
You're very. Very like
But I have one husband. Okay, maybe I dated a few at once.
See? But no. That was a good one.
But they knew it. I was very upfront. And
but
I was
you've always
18.
Wanted like a bit. You told me from the beginning, I want four kids. I want a lot. I want a big family. And I used to think you were crazy when you had four dogs. And
I had
Brooklyn, my one dog.
I was like, how's Brooklyn?
My mom used to be like, I think Brooklyn needs a brother or sister. I'm like, one dog.
Mm.
I'm like a one at a time.
All right, Natalie, I know you're a really busy parent, and I know it can be very stressful. Trust me. Let's talk about Sagely Naturals. It's quality CBD at a great price point. Sagely Naturals sent me an amazing package. It looks gorgeous, and I absolutely love it. So I highly recommend this to anyone, really for any stages of life. Sagely Naturals has everything that you could possibly want. You should try their Tranquility products, and it will really help you unwind. I know it helps me. And also, you love hitting the gym, you should check out the Relief and Recovery line. So whether you're a stressed out mom and have a lot going on, or you're at the gym and you need help recovering, right now go to sagelynaturals.com and enter Spidey for 20% off your first order. That's amazing. They're sourced from organic, non-GMO hemp, and they're free from parabens, synthetic fragrances, dyes, and sulfates. Again, go to sagelynaturals.com and enter Spidey for 20% off your first order. You won't find this deal anywhere else. SAGELYnaturals.com. Use promo code Spidey. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. You love your brother so much. Like, how would you feel if you didn't have your brother?
I know. So we've discussed that because Princeton, my nephew, he's 5, and they are not having any more kids.
Oh, they're not?
No. And they're because my brother and Cole are older. She's like the VP of Urban Decay. She doesn't have time. She's a boss. She's a boss.
Yeah, like, she's like, here's your one.
Yeah, here's
You're
your
welcome.
One, and we're done. And wrestling and whatever he wants to play, we'll dedicate everything into that. So I feel like if we weren't working women, we're not the average kind of girls, Heidi.
Yeah.
Like, you have a lot going on all the time.
I know.
If we were the stay-at-home moms and our lives were a little bit different, no, we're not. We make money.
Right.
We're go-getters.
Right.
You and Spencer come as a team. You're a package, like me and Jacob.
That's
like,
true.
It's not one without the other. And you can't, like, you don't want anyone else raising your kid.
Right. I don't want anyone else raising my kid, and I don't want anyone else working with my husband.
So. You're crazy.
So.
You're a bad girl. That's a bad girl.
So I have two things going on here. The nanny stays at home.
And then that means I have to go to work, and then Spencer's at home too? No.
Right. Well, so with MTV, they're thinking, like, well, we have this big press tour, and we're thinking international. And we're like, well, Spencer is not going international without me. And they want both of us to go, but they're like, well, we understand because
of Gunner.
Of Gunner. But I'm like, no, we're either all three going or nobody is going. You think we're going to London? And if we're going to London, we're going to conceive another baby. Because that's where we got Gunner.
That's where
so
Gunner
things
came
are going
from.
Down in London. Yes. If we're going, everybody's
You know what's
going.
So funny is I remember I saw Spencer was doing something with MTV in New York, and you didn't go.
I know.
And we were like on the phone, you and I, we were like having a girl's conversation talking about the babies. And then you were like, yeah, and Spencer's in New York. I was like, without you?
I know.
I like,
cried.
No way.
I cried the whole time. I was like, he's working without me, and we're Spidey. There is no Heidi without Heidi. Like,
that's
it's
what
hard.
I'm saying.
It's hard. And the Hills, that's what was so hard is Spencer filmed a lot without me, and he was in the clubs without me. And
in
it's
the
like,
clubs doing what?
That's what I was saying. What do you need to go to the clubs for? He's like, to film. And I'm like,
to
no,
film
you don't.
Because I remember Spencer
that's what
back
I said.
In the Hills back in the day, clubs with Spencer was f***ing lit.
That's what I said.
So what was he doing?
That's what I said. I'm like, what do you need to do? He's like, I have a call time. I'm like, you could tell them no. I am not coming to that call time. And he's like, I don't go when we're not filming, blah, blah, blah. So that was really hard for us. And we like fought about it, and we don't really fight, and we had to discuss it. And you know, it's true. And it was like, yes, you are working. I do fully trust you.
And you
but it's
fully
hard.
Support.
And
what,
I do. But it's like, I want to, a part of me wants to be there.
Or a part of me doesn't want my husband to be there without me.
Right. Right.
Oh yeah. Jacob's not allowed to go outside.
No. Yeah.
I'm like, where are you going? To take the trash out. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm watching you on our cameras. So that was really hard.
And you know what's really, really hard is that when you do say, okay, go out with your boys and have a nice night out with your guys, and they go to the club or they're doing whatever, Jacob has tons of NBA players he hangs out with in our community in Sacramento. So all these Kings players and all these guys he's hanging out with, they're like, you know, like girls see these guys right. and they're like, oh my God. I'm like getting DMs. I'm at home laying Journey down. It's like, you know, 8, 9 o'clock. He starts off at a restaurant and then he's at a club. By 11, I'm getting DMs from girls. Isn't this Natalie Nunn's husband in the club? And they're like taking pictures, sending them to me. They're like, there's girls in the VIP booth with them. And I'm like, oh.
What are you trying to do?
I'm texting the nanny like, hey, are you busy? Do you want to pull up really quick?
Right.
So I can get in my fucking car and go down there. I'm like, don't start.
I know.
Like, it's like,
hard.
Come on, you know?
And there's all these models. And we have Brandon, who is like the Pamela Anderson's son, is on the show. And he's like this young model. Yeah, he's great. Grace, so nice.
Cool.
So he has all these hot young models. And then his friend's Michael Utzinger, who is like this, he calls him the unicorns. He has all the new Victoria's Secret hottest models all around. So, I know. But then it's like, okay, well, yeah, go make the money because the producers want me there too. And it's a battle. It's like, all right, we need Heidi here. And it's like, no, I can't. Gunnar's not sleeping. And they're like, well, then we at least need Spencer. And it's like, well, we have to participate. We have to make money. We have to be on the show.
Of course.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying.
It easier,
juggling
though.
Hollywood and home, a husband. I mean, and then you get these like superstars who have these stories like, and I hate to like, you know, say these kind of things on like a podcast and talk about them, but then this is what goes on in our mind. So you have like someone like the Beckhams. He sleeps with the nanny. And then you're like, okay, so if David Beckham is f***ing the nanny.
Oh, Lord.
And no, I mean, come on. So this is what goes through my mind. Or like a supermodel that's around my husband. I'm like, so last night, we're at the OK Magazine party. And then there's these two f***ing hot models there. And they're Miss Arizona and Miss Nevada. I mean, she was cute. Miss Arizona was super cute. Cute blonde, blue eyes. I mean, super tall. And she goes to put her arm. I was like, okay, hold on. I'm going to take this picture, but f***ing move your arm, sweetheart.
Yeah.
She went to put her arm, like, around Jacob, like, lock in with him. And I'm like, what are you doing? But then the girl, Miss Nevada, knows, like, has watched all my shows. She goes, oh, no, don't touch Jacob. she told the other girl.
Thank God.
And I posted the picture up, but you should see my caption. I said,
what was the get the in or whatever? I was laughing so hard. I was like, is this some lingo I'm missing? She's like, no, she's just asking for
dick. Yeah, I was like, okay, time to go home. It's time to get dick.
I was like, is this some new lingo I'm missing?
It's so funny because all I get, do people always say to you guys, when is baby number two coming?
Yeah,
that's all I get.
But that's what our conversation is. So I don't know. And it's like with the Hills, if we have another season, we'll see what happens. But
it's challenging. I think it is definitely going to be the Hills was.
But here's the thing with your husband. Like if you have a cheater husband, he's going to cheat. So
oh, that's true.
Who, and a nanny, I mean, my nanny would never do that. And Spencer would never do that. Yeah. You know, it's like, so.
Well, Amber Rose made a comment once and it went viral all over the world. And she said, and I can't exactly say the quote word for word, but Amber Rose said, all men cheat. It's just if they respect you enough, you won't know about it. And I was like, and what, bitch?
Yeah. Back that up. Maybe that's your experience.
No.
Maybe you can take guys that will do that. But
I can't. I'm psycho.
No.
Like crazy.
No. Spencer wants to live.
So does Jacob.
I think he'd like to live in one piece as well. So I would say it's the Hills, death do us part. Yeah. We just renewed our vows. That means
oh my God, you
doubled,
did?
Yeah,
when
we did I don't know if I was supposed to say that, but I think it was on the news or whatever. So
breaking news.
Breaking news. And it was on things. So
cute. Yeah. Okay. So we did that too in the Maldives.
And how much more important was it the second time?
It was because Journey was there.
Yeah.
And I feel like people think it's a cliche thing for celebrities to renew their vows. People will say like, "What's that? What is renewing your vows?" Renewing our vows was that things have changed in our life from when we first got married 7 years ago. So Journey's here and we had this amazing ceremony in the Maldives and it was about us adding things to our vows too. It was about like saying, okay, now Journey's here. Respect me as your wife, but also respect me as the mother of your daughter. That was one of the biggest things is that I want to be respected that like my body's changed. My boobs are not the same. I'm very insecure about my boobs right now.
Yeah, I need to get mine redone one day.
No, I went and saw a doctor.
Who?
He's in Walnut Creek in San Francisco area.
Okay.
Like up in Northern California.
Like five.
He's one of the best.
Okay.
And I... Because I've never had a problem with, I've told you this before, I've never had a problem with my body. I've always been like so yes. confident I walk in the room, but
now. You have like the best boobs.
But when
you
I get naked, when I get naked and I'm with my husband now, I'm like, damn, I like something about my boobs is just not like hot anymore.
They're milked out.
They're fucking done. They're done.
They have been sucked milked. The life out of them.
That was a good juice to milked out.
Cheers. I'm going to have one or two more, and then I'm getting these babies redone.
And then
Cardi B, yes.
Cardi B, that's what she said.
I need a little
so I'm telling you. And so I told Jacob, I'm like, you need to, like, just respect me as, like, so now any song, any rap song that's like, my baby mama, he's like, yeah, my baby mama.
This vow. I hope you got a ring.
I did.
For your...
Did you? Oh, let me see.
Yes. So 10 year.
Yes.
I know.
Spencer's
like, okay.
always on top of that.
He is.
Oh, that's why I love he my is. Spencer.
I know.
Spencer is like a Natalie and Jacob and you are like one.
It's true. And yeah. you have to have one with the other. Like you need yeah. a yin yang. And you know what? The thing with Spencer and Jacob, it's yeah. like if one day Spencer fell out of love with me, he would just look at me in the face and be like, I'm done. You know?
That's how I am.
There wouldn't be any.
You and Jacob
any...
are going to beat around the bush for
yeah, there
fucking
wouldn't
years.
Be any cheating, anything like that. But that's not who we are. Yeah, you know, like yes, we love each yeah. other so much.
You
like
can
we're
tell.
So past that point.
I know.
It's like if there would have been something, it was so long ago.
Yeah.
You know, like we've really built it is till death do us part. We are going to heaven together. We're going to be Spidey, like one little person
like a little...
spirit in heaven. And that's what's so great.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it is good. To because I trust Spencer,
you know what I love
you know?
The most is when I see you guys in Colorado skiing
yeah.
and Spencer coming out of his shell. Like Spencer is in such a good place right now. You could see it.
I agree.
You could see it. When we went to visit you guys years ago at the beach house, I could tell Spencer was still really torn with everything that he was dealing with for him, like with himself, like
yeah.
whatever was going on with him. Now
yeah.
I'm like, look at this new and improved
yeah.
Spencer.
Right.
Like, and he's shining more than ever. Like he's
right.
like in the woman's world that we would say you're glowing. Like Spencer's
yeah.
happy. He's like really involved with Gunnar. He might not be as hands-on as Jacob is. Like that's like me, you know? Like
yeah.
but he's you're hands-on.
Right.
I'm not as hands-on as Jacob is. Like, you know, but Spencer is glowing. Like he's happy.
Right. He is thriving. He has Proud Daddy Crystals, which is making money and being successful. He has something going on again. He's back on TV. He has the son that he's dreamed of and is obsessed with and loves. He has
you
the best
tell.
Wife in the whole world. Let
because
me tell
you're
you
holding
what.
Your shit down.
Because yeah, I'm holding,
you're holding
it, down,
it down. Like
and
how
I
Jacob
don't complain.
Holds it down and you don't and Jacob
you know?
Doesn't complain.
Yeah, and it's like I haven't slept in 16 months, but I'm not saying to him every morning like, what are we gonna do? You know, I'm like, all right, I need to figure this out.
But look at you don't look like you haven't slept.
Yeah, I'm functioning and
girl,
guess what?
You
our
look
sex life is great.
Yes!
Let me tell you what. Even though
no, we need to go
it
into
might
that.
Not be twice a day, Spencer, but as you might want. But still, sorry, mom or Spencer's mom.
Everyone,
please don't listen to this. I'm so sorry. This is embarrassing.
So
Natalie, I know you're wondering how's your eyelash company gonna go, what reality show you should go on, what you should do. Well, here's what you should do. You should go to Psychic Source. It has over 300 advisors. Every vetted professional has years of experience. So you should call them and ask them what you should do with your life. I know I have. If you mention promo code Spidey, you could try an amazing psychic for as low as 75 cents a minute. I know you love saving money. This is a steal. So your first 3 minutes are free. Do you hear that, girl? Free, so you can learn how it works and even have a true connection with your psychic. And if you're still not happy after your reading, they'll refund you, which obviously you'll be very happy because they're psychic and they'll tell you just what you want to know. So sign up online at psychicsource.com, enter promo code Spidey, and select your psychic. It's that simple. Not sure where to start? Call 800-244-7784. And customer care agent will help you. So if you ever want to know what you should do, where to go, what to eat for breakfast, what's in your future, call Psychic Source.
But after the first 6 months when I had Journey, I didn't have sex with Jacob. I just didn't feel right. It was like 6 months.
That's a long
time. And he patiently
time.
waited. Patiently was like, are you okay? Is everything okay? And I just didn't feel right. Like, I was nursing. I'm like, no, don't even look at my boobs. Don't even look at me. Look at my stomach. I look fat. I was, like, really going through it. Yeah. And then after, like, 6 months, he was so patient. And I know there's so many women out there that will, that say to me all the time, like, what like sexually, like, how do I get that drive back? That was a big thing. You know, I mean, a lot of women don't, like, it becomes like a problem. They end up getting divorces. They're not like, their bodies don't ever feel right again. That's a big thing. I
Girls,
get DMs about that
just
every day.
Do it. Okay. Sometimes you just have a glass of champagne.
And you just
get some spinach and you do it. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Tell them, Heidi, because there are women out there.
No, because it's
important. Thing.
And sometimes it's not. And then, like, sometimes I'm tired.
Tired.
You know? But it's like, look, do I ever regret it? No. Is it the best thing? Yes. Get a vibrator, ladies, also.
Yeah.
Those can
say
help.
It. Say it. Because there are women that are like, I'm too tired. And they say this to their husbands. Years and years go by and they're not sleeping with their husbands. And then they start sleeping with other women.
One night you're not tired, that's okay. Two nights, that's okay. A few nights, figure it out. Get untired. Get a nanny.
Get
somebody over there. Get somebody over there.
No,
figure
it's true.
It out. Because, look, that's a very important part of being intimate. And, like, for me, my number one love language is touch. So I need cuddling. I need loving. Like, and when that's my number. I need affection. And that's not necessarily sex, but it does correlate. And then after you're intimate with your husband, it's such a renewal and it's such a refreshment.
Yeah,
and it's really important because it's also a different way to check in mentally. Like, you can see your husband in a different way. Like, you can, he can tell you different things. You can be in a different place. Like, it's very important to be intimate with your husband, you know?
Yeah.
So even if a few days go by, if you're sick or whatever, that's fine. But in general, like, it needs to be a few days a week.
We have this couple that we really like up north. I mean, they're so amazing. Like, oh my God. She's like the cutest little mixed mom. And she's like a rock star though. And then you got this like all American white boy dad. And he's like a rock star. And they just couldn't. And they have this amazing little girl. And oh my God, Journey. It's like Journey's best friend. I post her on our stuff all the time because Journey and her are like attached. And then they just could not come to like this sexual agreement because mom just didn't feel like right. It just never felt the same after their daughter. And so unfortunately they're getting a divorce right now, and it's literally been something I've been praying about for them for so long now. Like the last few months I've just been praying for them because I'm just like, we really like you guys.
Yeah, you're a couple.
You guys come over and hang out, all of us, like,
we're all getting divorced. This isn't just about you.
No, I swear to God. When they told us, like, they came to us. They came to Jacob and I, and they're like, it's just not going to work. We're getting – and we were like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
And it was a sexual thing because every time we'd all get together and have date night with them, and then the grandmas would watch the little girls, they would say, like, after a few drinks in, you know – The dad would say, so Jacob, you know, are you and Natalie screwing at least 5 times a day? I'm like, 5 times? No. Relax.
Yeah, yeah. 2? No.
No. But
maybe sometimes a blowjob and sex can fit in one day.
That could be one day. The Journey doesn't wake up. And you know what's really funny? Jacob always says, watch, as soon as we're going to go into the bathroom, or as soon as we're going to go into one of the guest rooms. We have the monitor. As soon as like I even get on my knees, Journey's like, nah.
Yeah, yeah, that's
stretching
it.
And I'm like, oh,
that's it.
God.
That's it. That's it. It's like, we have 5 minutes. Nope, we have none. See, pack it up. Ship it out. See, to be continued.
Pack it up. It's always like that. I'm like, what?
Well, I'm very serious. I'm like, we have
20 minutes.
He's like, oh, I'll be down.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, no.
Like,
no.
I'm telling you, in 20 minutes, now or never. And then it becomes intense. And it's like, I don't want to be intense.
Me too.
I'm not this intense person.
That is so funny.
I'm not
like
intense.
That too. Jacob said yesterday, we're like at our big ass house in LA right now. And he's like, I'm like, bro, we have 15 minutes before she wakes
up. In our mansion.
It's a time thing. Like, you know what time she wakes up. He's like, oh, we got up early to catch a flight here. I'm like, she's getting up in 15 minutes. Soon as I got on my knees.
Yeah, that's
stretching.
It. That's it.
I'm like, we're done.
So it's so hard because I don't want to be bossy.
Yeah.
Right? I don't like feeling like I have to tell Spencer what to do. Yeah. That's been the hardest part about being a mom, too.
Okay, yeah.
Is being like, I need you to do this. And I'm more serious because, look, I have a kid, a toddler having a tantrum in my hands. I have 3 seconds to tell you something. And then I come across as
like a bitch and being bossy.
And it's like, I don't want to be that way or feel that way. But it's like, I literally have this screaming child in my hand. You're asking me a question about what shirt you should wear. I don't know. Figure it out. You know?
So wait, I have a question.
But it's like, I want to be there.
Where
you know?
Is Gunner when you guys are working out right now?
Like, oh, he's with the hot nanny.
And
Bobby.
Can we just talk about you dipping into those fucking hot squats?
So I'm
like,
because
your body and
I'm just starting.
No, it won't.
I'm coming.
I see you coming, bitch.
I'm coming.
So now when I go to the gym, I'm like, two more plates on each side.
Yeah.
Heidi is
but
here.
My back was so swollen from carrying Gunner. So I've had to take 2 weeks off. But Monday, I'm coming again. I'm squatting.
You
I'm
look
strong.
Good in those videos.
I'm going to get this butt so big and nice. Muscular.
You look good.
I'm going to come. So
I
that's
see
what
it.
I'm going to do that before I have a kid. I need to get stronger.
And get better for the next one.
Yeah. So I feel like 3 years is probably what we're going to do apart.
When Gunner's four?
No. Like, if I start later this year, they'll be about 3 years apart.
Oh, okay. Got you.
Yeah. But I want them to be 2 years apart, but I don't think I can.
That's what
swing
me and my
it.
Brother were, 2 years apart. It's hard.
I know, but I would love that. I want that so badly. I want to start trying for another kid, but it's like, I can't. I'm
Heidi,
not
you
sleeping.
Have lost your mind.
That's what I mean.
I think you're just a little tired. Let's get you like a
like
month
Spencer.
Of sleep.
That's what
and
he
then
says.
I. Can that see is, you saying, I don't want any more kids. You're just tired.
You sound exactly like Spencer.
You're like a zombie right now.
That's what he says. He's like, why don't you sleep for a month and we'll talk about it. And you can do whatever you want at that point. He's like, but if you sleep, I feel like you'll be a very different person. I'm
you
like,
will be a
what
very
are you doing?
Yeah, you're like the walking dead.
Totally. That's,
you're like, I want
I'm
another
like, champagne
kid.
And coffee. That's like my diet. Give me champagne and coffee.
No, you don't want another kid right now.
Yeah.
You guys are busy.
And we're about to be busier. Like, we're about to be touring the world. We're about to have, if we have another
when
season.
Is, what is this? So when
and Spencer's
this
not going to the club without me. Let me tell you what.
I'm telling you. And then it'll be f***ing pregnant. And then you can't go.
Well, then I will go pregnant. As long as Gunner's sleeping. Pregnant or not, I am in the club.
And then you're going to be like all the moms out there.
But here's my problem with reality TV. Let me tell you what.
The people are so judgmental, though, too.
I like to turn up. Right?
Yeah, I know you do.
So
you want
I
a glass
like,
of champagne.
I like a glass of champagne and a good fight sometimes. So it's challenging because I want to be the character Heidi, right, that I have become post Hills, actually. I was never even this person on the Hills.
Yeah.
But I've done marriage boot camp. We've
you
battled.
Were no joke. You were no joke.
Right. We battled. I've battled.
You
with
got a mouth on you.
Right. That's what I mean. I've done that.
You
I've
got
done
a
that
mouth.
With Rachel. I've been in battles since the Hills. I feel like more of a warrior.
You want me to tell you what you are? You are outspoken. You are not going to hold back. You're driven. And you know what? You know you're going to say whatever you're thinking or whatever's on your mind is coming right out of your mouth.
Right.
I was like, yo, this girl's crazy.
Right.
And I thought I was crazy.
Yeah. And so
and
it's
that's
like,
when I fell in love with you.
Right.
So
it's hard.
Yeah, it's hard.
Because that's like the
that's
teeny personality
are.
And that's who I am. And it's like, and I'm not going to take things from people. Yeah. And then at the same time, now it's like.
You're a mom.
Now I'm a mom. And now I'm different. And now my priority's Gunner.
But time out. Let me just refresh this podcast one time.
They've never heard it. This
is
new fresh.
These bitches in Hollywood are playing no games right now. And I can give you a rundown of girls who are like, hi, I'm still here. Kylie Jenner.
Roll it.
Kylie Jenner. New mom, young. Now her snapback and everything is going to be, she's young. If I had a baby at that age, I would have been like, bam, bam, right back in it. But I respect her hustle still. She's like, oh, my husband's going on tour. So is me and Stormy.
Absolutely.
And like, girl, good fucking job.
Absolutely.
Like, I don't care if you're flying private jets or not. She was taking pictures, Stormy and her, like, getting on that jet, going to the next city with dad.
That's so hard. It doesn't
so
matter if you're
fucking hard.
Yeah. Having the kid in the flight, ears popping, crying, maybe getting sick, changing their schedule, moving them around,
different time zones, having to
deal with your husband. And, I mean, he sounds like a Devo. So
yeah,
it's
a
like,
Devo.
Yeah,
like, what are you doing exactly?
Yeah, yeah. So, she's like, Kylie. I'm a billionaire. What are you
What's
doing
up?
On tour?
So we got Kylie.
Yeah.
Then we got like, we can just and this is different dynamics of people, so let's not like start being judgmental. But then we got Black China.
Yes.
I gotta give it to Black China as well. You got two different baby daddies
really,
that you gotta deal with.
Famous.
Really
off,
famous.
You got to hustle both. Way to
you
go,
got
girl.
Two kids.
Yeah.
You're dealing with the Kardashians and all the drama that's coming with Dream.
That's a nightmare.
A nightmare. And then you're dealing with being Black China and everyone judging you when you wanna fucking step out for the night in a blue wig. Or in a pink wig, they're like, where are you going? Be a mom.
Like,
stay
at
home.
Where do you think Kylie got it from? Okay, people were wearing colored wigs way before Kylie. She's
so then,
very young.
So then we have her.
Yeah.
Who, like, people give her backlash for just being a fucking mom and going out every night. And then she's dating. Okay? And with all due respect, I'm not there because I have a husband and I'm not dating different men. But then they're like, ah, she's got a different boyfriend every day of the week. Black China's doing this and doing that. And it's like, chill out, bro. Like, she's single. She's trying to do what she's doing and still be Black China, be a mom, and yeah, be an entertainer in the entertaining in this industry.
She's working.
She's working.
That's right.
Then we got Alexis Sky. Loving Hip Hop right now. She's okay on, like, Loving Hip Hop New York. She has a baby with Fetty Wap. But, like, neither one of them have came out into the open and said that the baby is even Fetty Wap's baby. So we don't know whose kid it is, what's going on, who birthed it. But, like, she's still out of here. Like, she literally had to go on the Shade Room the other day and tell the whole world. Like, they're like, your baby was sick in the hospital the other day and now you're at the club. And she's like, I have to fucking work.
Yeah.
I have to pay the bills.
Right.
And it's like, these moms get so much backlash for being who they are, trying to do what they have to do, that, like, I look at people like me and you and I'm like, okay, we got it bad and then we have it good because we have these amazing right husbands and we're solidified in our marriages and stuff. But it's like, we still have to fucking be us too.
Right. That's the challenge with being a mom.
It's in, like, Hollywood.
In Hollywood and in Hollywood general. It's like, how do you continue being yourself?
Yeah.
And then be a great mom, yeah, and be a great wife.
Oh, so
because
don't follow my Instagram.
Because I thought being a great mom was hard. I thought being a great wife was hard, yeah, you know?
Yeah. So don't follow my Instagram story because in 24 hours, this is what it does. It goes from gymnastics class to swimming to probably on my knees in the bathroom with my husband. Then to
maybe
putting
drinks. Maybe just on the post.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. And then maybe me in the gym for like an hour. I try to juggle it, but it's girl.
But that's why I love your Instagram. I feel like you show people that you do it all. And I don't think what people understand is, like, sometimes being in the club is not fun. Like, people would rather be home. It's like, are you working? Are you getting paid? Is this also part of your persona? Do you get paid to do this and do that? It's like,
or are you supporting someone else? Like, I come and I try to support other girlfriends. They're like, are you going to come to my magazine party in Atlanta for Super Bowl weekend? I'm on the cover of Maxim. I'm like, bitch, I don't really want to, but I will.
Right. And that's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's so like, and I'm friends. It's like, where do you fit
friends
in?
And you have friends that are in different places in their life.
Yeah.
I have a friend right now who's like, you know, like, I want to support her. And, like, I do support her. And, like, you're in the new Cardi B music video backing it up and you're throwing your ass in a circle. And it's, like, this huge thing. And it's, like – and I'm, like, should I post that on my gram? She's, like, post it up and tag me and support me. And I'm, like, I want to, but I just don't want, like, all the baby moms, all the mommy blogs to, like, fucking drag you.
You know, it's so hard being a mom because there's different types of moms.
Yeah.
So I think that's what I've learned is the hardest, too, is, like, there's the attachment parent, which I will call myself
me
an
too
attachment parent, right? And then you have the cry it out hardcore parents. I don't know what they're called, detachment parents. And then it's challenging.
It is.
You can't do it right. Everyone criticizes everything you do. I just had so many people coming at me about having a hot nanny. It's like, why would
she
I discriminate?
Was hot. Yeah, I saw her on your Instagram page, and then the first thing I said was, Jacob! I said, did you see Heidi and Spencer's nanny?
But why would I discriminate? If that's the best person for my son.
You were like, she's kind of like a sister. And I'm reading your caption and I'm thinking in my mind, Heidi's just reassuring herself.
Yeah, but she is. And it's like,
she's cute.
She
really cute girl.
Loves hanging out with me.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's me she wants to like hang out with too. And like, she's been such a great support for me. Like, I cried on the hills. I broke down and said, I never wanted to hire a nanny. And I'm looking at her and she's standing there.
And like, and she's poor amazing. Thing.
Yeah, and she's like so sweet.
She's there to help
so
you.
Great. She's a miracle.
Who's the guy that's also there?
Omar.
Omar's but now amazing.
But now he's in Pratt Daddy offices. We just moved out the headquarters.
Okay.
Yeah, but he had been there.
Okay.
And he's great. So.
Yeah, you have a good team around
we
you.
Do.
And
we
a
do.
Good team means that you can get it done.
Right.
And that's all that means. It's like, I just need a helping fucking hand.
Yeah.
You know, like, can someone just hold Gunner for a second while I go take a shower and wash my ass?
Well, that's what I mean, because I'm there with Gunner.
I know you are.
99% of the day.
Time.
The whole time. I just need to go to the bathroom. I need someone to help take the dogs out. So Abby really is hardly alone with Gunner. She's only alone with Gunner when we're filming, which was a lot recently.
That's okay.
And which will be soon.
Can I be honest with you? I think Gunner and Journey are like, can I get a fucking break from you guys?
I think so, too.
So when I would come back from my trips really quick, my 2-day, you know, working trips, Journey would be like running to the door happy to see me. When I would leave just to run around the corner and come home, she'd be like, oh, you're back, bitch? Okay.
No, absolutely.
They're excited when, like, it's a good refreshment for them. And whatever we're doing every day, we think in our mind is the best thing for them. And it is. Your mom, your instincts tell you that. But it's okay to switch it up.
But that's why
for him
Spencer
to have something different happening.
We're having our first date night tonight.
Oh, my God. Congratulations.
Filmed. Yeah. It's our first one that's not been filmed and our first one that hasn't been for work.
What are you guys doing?
We are going to Mastro's.
Oh.
Yes. So we are getting an expensive nice dinner.
On La Brea.
Just Spencer and I.
The one on La Brea. No.
On
Mastro's.
Malibu, the new one that opened out there.
Okay,
because
So
try out there. So we are going to have our first date night, and that's what I was like, all right, I need to keep leaving Gunner alone.
It's okay.
Because we are working, and it's good for him, and it's good for his growth. If I didn't think it was good for him, I would tell the Hills, I'm not doing this, and I don't care about your money.
No,
because
I swear did do that. It's good. It's
I did
good
do
for
that
him.
At first.
I know.
I said, I'm not filming. Yeah. I'd rather not be on the show. I told you guys we just brought Gunner to the VMAs.
Yeah.
You know how attached
I am
to him.
Oh, my God, I saw the VMA picture.
He loves the VMAs.
See, that's the problem is that our fucking kids are worse than they're gonna worse than us.
No, they're going to be better.
Better
than us, for sure. Gunner is either going to be a pro soccer player. He already kicks the ball around the house all day.
Bring Gunner over.
Tomorrow.
Like, I'm not, yes, I'm not kidding.
Can
like,
we do
Journey
tomorrow night? We
kicks the soccer ball everywhere.
I meant to text you. Can we do it tomorrow night?
Yes.
Okay, we'll do it tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night at our house, we have like a whole kids playroom there. Come on.
He kicks the soccer ball the whole time. So he's either going to be that or a pro singer.
Done.
Or a pro chef. One of the three.
Oh.
Either anyway, you're getting rich, Gunner. You are
he
getting
loves
rich.
The kitchen and the food.
He loves it.
What
he
is
wants
his
to cook
favorite
with me,
thing
he
to
cries
eat?
It. So he eats the same freaking thing every day.
I know,
day.
Journey too.
What
pancakes in the morning.
Pancakes. But do you put vegetables in it?
No, she doesn't. Okay, so she loves vegetables, but she'll just eat a whole broccoli. I put it on her Instagram page. And by the way, Gunner and Journey, why do our kids have more followers than like a half of America?
Oh, they're so good. I need to work on like getting him up more though. So I'm hiring somebody because he's at 78 and I need to get him to like 200.
She's at 45.
Okay.
But
we
she
need
goes,
to get him up.
Yeah, you just go to hashtag mommy blogging. People want to fucking see what we're doing with our kids.
Okay, we need
eating.
To hire. We need to hire a coach because here's my real plan. Okay,
he wants to
they
play
need
soccer.
To be millionaires
soccer.
As toddlers.
Soccer.
No, and then they could just do whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, we said we'll move to Germany. We will move to Spain.
Really?
Oh, yes, this fast. If
for
he's
soccer because it's
absolutely,
huge overseas.
Absolutely, we'll move so fast for him to be a soccer star. Done. Spencer
Gunner. Okay, so I told Jacob, I was like, Gunner's so cute. And he goes, why are you saying that? He gets mad when I say any little boy's cute.
Because it's dirty.
Yeah, he goes, what does that mean? I'm like, I'm just saying he's cute. And he's like, I know, but like, where are you going with this? I'm like, bro.
We're way too young for that.
Immediately he goes like, I go, oh my God, look at how cute Gunner looks right here. And he goes, what does that mean?
Is Jacob the dad you thought he would be?
Jacob is the gonna be, Journey loves him to death right now.
I
but
feel
by
like,
the time she's like f***ing 10, 11, when these little girls, I read in all these books, 10 and 11, they're like in a whole, like, they're puberty kicks in. I'm like, you're going to fucking hate your dad.
Really?
Because he is a nightmare. Like, he's like, she's not allowed to play with boys. We're at gymnastics, and like, she's over there with the boys. She's like, come on, Journey, come over here with Cosetta and all the little girls.
Oh, my God.
Isabella's
gosh.
Your best friend. What are you doing over there with the boys?
Oh, Spencer's the opposite. Get Gunner with the models for the future. I'm like, yeah, they're 21 in bikinis. Exactly. He needs his first page. I'm like, oh, Lord, Jesus, help us. Gunner, you're going to have a wife one day, and you're not going to be Hugh Hefner.
Gunner's going to be a Hugh
Hefner. No. You're not pimping your son out.
Oh, no. I saw when you guys were down at the fight the other night.
Chris Pratt.
Yes, Chris.
He came up to Spencer.
So cute.
He was like, hey, you're my cousin. Everyone asks me about you in every interview. I always tell him you're my cousin. So he's one of the biggest superstars in the world and one of the nicest people I've ever met in my entire life.
See, but that's how you guys are. Heidi, you guys are like legendary fucking reality stars. And then as being legendary reality stars, these girls now on these shows that are like just now airing, I'm like, girl, we've been doing this for 10, 12
years. You've been on one episode. Bow down.
You guys are so down to earth.
So let me tell you what. We have a new character on our show, right?
Okay.
We have a few new, but one of them has never, a few of them have never been on reality TV, but her attitude, two of them actually, are that they are
They were on the hills
Sheba.
From 20 years ago.
Yeah. I'm like, first off, you're not Lauren. By the way. May think you are, but you're not. And you're
not Lauren.
Mm-mm. So that's not going to work.
So who did come back on?
Everybody but Lauren. Yeah.
And then how did that
go? I wish she would. It's like, I understand you have
maybe
your clothing
line.
No. Okay. She's the type of person like, I rather die than ever
really?
Have to go back.
Yeah, because you're just going to be associated with it either way if
right,
it comes back.
Right. You are. You might as well get a check. You might as well come back and take your crown. It's your show. It has been your show. Why not?
But she's
the type of person that like would never swallow her pride and do it.
Well, if they
bad.
Called me back to come on Bad Girls Club,
I go.
Wait. It's like everyone says Bad Girls Club is Natalie Nunn.
Right.
It would be a hard thing for me too, but I would do it because I know a check is a check.
I
don't care how much fucking money you have.
I agree.
Is a check. Pump that back into your clothing line. Pump it back into whatever you're doing. A check is a check. But I do respect Lauren. I've always loved Lauren Conrad. And I will say I loved Lauren. I've loved you and Spencer. You guys were my three favorites. So if there
you
was
loved
no Lauren,
Lauren. Really?
I did on the show.
Okay.
I did back in the day when I used to watch the show. So I'm excited to see what this new one's going to bring. Everyone is from our generation. It was like headlines when I was in London. The Hills is back. I'm like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
I haven't spoken to Heidi. And then I'm like, Heidi, is The Hills back? You're like, it is. I was like, bitch, you didn't tell me.
I know. It happened while you were in the house. Because
we were talking
about it. And I was like, I don't think so. Because they couldn't get everyone signed on.
And it was just
like Spencer's pipe dream. And, you know,
and then it happened.
Saying it for so long. Yeah. And then it happened. So.
And so then I come back and I was like, Heidi?
Yeah. No, but I always love Lauren too. Look, she was my real best friend for a long time.
I know.
That's why I will always thank her for The Hill. She is the reason I'm on it. I can never be more thankful for her advocating for me to be on it. And that's why I wish a part of her would be on it. It's like, girl, this is your show. But I do understand and I do
so
think.
So who else is back?
I think her not being on actually is better.
Oh.
Because it lets everyone expand.
That's good.
You know? So
you know how it works now.
That's
you
what
know
I mean.
What it is. Yeah.
That's what I mean. So I think it's better without her. Adrina's back. Whitney's back.
Okay.
Stephanie is fully back.
Best foot forward.
Yes. Spencer's back. Brody's back. His girlfriend, wife is back. Jason Waller's back.
And you guys all this
wife.
Time totally were still riding with Brody. Like,
we'll see. We'll see how that all.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about, what's her name that you kind of had beef with for a little bit?
Lauren?
We knew that too. But there was someone else that, like, I don't know. There was someone else. Was it Whitney?
No.
Can't remember. There was one other girl, like, towards the end of the Hills back in the day that, like, you were not friends with.
Oh, Stacey the bartender? Or no?
Maybe Stacey the bartender. It might have been Stacey.
Actually, I love Stacey and her.
Is she back?
No, she's not back.
Oh, okay.
But her sister Jessica is one of my good friends.
Okay.
Have you met Jessica Hall?
Oh, yes. So Jessica.
Okay.
Funny story. I had a radio show. I was the first, and I don't know if a lot of people, I never even ever talk about this, but I was the first black girl to ever have a Playboy radio show.
Really? I didn't even know this.
Yeah. So I had a radio show at Playboy like a few years ago.
And
then Jessica was there.
Yeah.
With Jessica and
Kendra.
God, it just slipped my mind. And they had their cute little thing, and Jessica, it was Jessica Hall's show. And we were in the same room, but she would come on at 7 and I'd come on at 8, right after her. And it was super cute, but I still would we never saw each other. We would like, she'd be leaving the building and I'd be pulling in. And then I see she's always in your comments and I'm like, why are you talking to my best friend?
Yeah. No, you would love her. You guys would
cute.
Be. And she turns up all the time.
Jessica?
Yes.
Didn't she just have another baby?
Yeah.
Baby number 2.
Yeah.
She's fine.
No, she's in the club all the time. Like fun mom's night out.
Yes.
Not the club, really.
Yeah,
not
like,
the club.
Like
but
fun
like,
lounges and like
yeah,
going
like,
out drinks.
If she were closer to me, I think I'd hang out with her every day.
Okay,
you would
well, we need to get in with Jessica Hall.
No, you would. She'd probably be one of your favorite people.
Because I don't know,
yeah.
Because she it writes in your
no,
under your comments, and I'm like,
yeah.
What is this bitch doing talking to my best friend?
You would love her. She's so funny.
Okay.
She's like so laid back. I'm like, how do you have two and act like you have one? She's like, laid back, girls night, see ya, drinking, don't care, like
oh,
totally.
Just
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, yeah. You just love her.
Oh,
all right,
my God.
We're going to have to wrap up here. Because it's coming in. But cheers.
Cheers.
And I love you.
I love
so
you,
excited
Chima.
To see you. And oh, wait. The most important thing and why we're here is Natalie's lashes.
Oh, you're so cute.
How did you get into your eyelashes?
Oh,
we
my
have
God.
A few minutes.
No, we have like 1 minute.
Really
and I'll just say. Like,
2 minutes.
2 years I've been working on this eyelash line.
Yes.
And I just secretly have been doing it because every girl in America is like, you know, I just have been like, I'm going to watch all these bitches because they're going to copy me. So I decided to. This year, I said 2019, Journey's getting older. I'm going to launch it and I'm going to go full throttle and I'm going to have fun with it and
yes.
I'm just going to just enjoy it. So I'm doing the lashes all 2019.
Yes.
And
the mistress.
We have a mistress right now because it's the Valentine's Day collection. Mistress, girlfriend, and wifey. So that is the February collection. But every single month, I'm dropping 3 new lashes. For the whole year, there's going to be a total of 35 lashes. I just announced there's a drag queen lash dropping in a week. That lash is going to f*** shit up out here.
It looks amazing.
Cheers.
And by the
Thank
way,
you.
No, Natalie has the best makeup. If you don't follow her, at Real Miss Natalie Nunn on Instagram.
Thanks, Heidi.
And then Twitter is Real
Miss
Natalie Nunn. Yeah. So her lashes look unbelievable. These are the kinds that you want to
mink.
Get that Hollywood
mink.
Glam.
Mink glam.
Glam. Highest
I know everybody
get.
Hates that like real fur shit, but bitch, hold on.
Yeah. You want the best
have,
on
yes.
your eyes. I have eye allergies.
Oh my God.
So I personally need
like,
mink lashes.
Okay. Oh,
so
okay.
That's why it helps. So make
yeah.
sure you want the highest end look. You want to look like a Hollywood
yeah. and
superstar.
And it's not even expensive. It's $20.
That's amazing.
Like,
and you can reuse them. Trust me.
30 times.
Yeah. So these are the kind
I got to get them to your
long,
makeup artist so
well, actually,
you can start wearing them
tomorrow.
Too.
I'm hoping that you're going to put
what
them
about
on me.
Night tonight.
We have,
you should be on the mistress shit.
You're right. I'm coming for you, Spencer. So these, we're going tomorrow to Natalie's lash line.
Yes.
So what is the lash line called?
So it's Natalie Lashes. So tomorrow we're having a huge brunch in Beverly Hills.
I will be there.
There's 30 girls, the most influencers, celebrity girls, makeup artists, like the big ones. Like everyone has a million plus followers. Like it's going to be so pretty. Like we teamed up with all the biggest rose companies. Like everyone's getting like the best gifts. It's going to be just really Hollywood and diva-ish.
And where can everyone buy the lashes?
On my website.
All right. What is it?
IamNatalieNunn.com.
Yes.
Yep.
Make sure you guys check them out because if you're not wearing these lashes, you don't want to wear any. Trust me. I'm looking at her. I want to look like you.
I love
hot
you.
Mama. So if you want to be
yes.
a mistress,
or
if you want to be a wifey, or
a
girlfriend, or just a boss, biatch,
yes.
or
yes.
your special one's coming soon.
Yes. The drag
so,
queen
the drag
lash
queen.
Is going to be cute.
I think I want the drag queen.
Yeah, I know. The drag queens are going to kill the game.
Yes. So, well, thank you, Natalie, for
thank
coming.
Thank you for having me. Thank you,
yes.
Spidey. I
yes.
love you guys. And team, make Spidey famous again.
That's right. We're renaming Woo! Our podcast. Spidey is famous
yes.
again.
Yes. Cheers.
All right. Bye, guys. See you next week.
Bye.
Hey everyone, it's Caitlin Bristow. You can listen to my show, Off the Vine, with Caitlin Bristow every Tuesday on Podcast One. Hear me take on taboo topics and unfiltered advice. I'll also be dishing with some amazing celebrities. Oh, and did I mention there'll be wine? So grab a glass and join me every Tuesday on PodcastOne.com, the new Podcast One app, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.